Will wait on you. Father, draw me nearer.
Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer to the beauty of your holy name.
Oh, Father, draw me nearer.
To the beauty of your heart.
Whispering with me this morning. Father, draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer.
To the beauty of your heart. Have we waited you? I will wait. Almighty God.
In the beauty of your holiness,
I will worship you.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
In the beauty of your holiness.
In the beauty, Daddy, in the beauty of your in the beauty of your holiness. In the beauty of your holiness. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for souls that were saved. Thank you for lives that were transformed. Thank you for those who rose up early this morning to seek your face. We thank you. Thank you for those you remended and you mended your relationship with them. We thank you. Thank you for those that will be dependable from yesterday's service because they know their mission. They know their purpose. May it please you that within the confines of time that we have, that you catapult us to where we belong. And our lives not remain the same. Cause I celebrate you. In the name of Jesus. You're going to pray in the name of Jesus. That's not everybody. Come and say loud. Say like you know what you're saying. I will fulfill my mission. No devil will stop me. Pray that prayer. There's power in prayer. I will fulfill my mission. No devil will stop me. In the name of Jesus, Masetere Bokoshita Ribababa. Come on, I can hear you. I will fulfill my mission. No devil will stop me. In the name of Jesus, I will fulfill my mission. In the name of Jesus, my mission for 2023, my mission for life. I will not just be coming to church. I will fulfill my mission. In the name of Jesus, we prayed. You are going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus? That's not everybody. Say, in the name of Jesus. Every destruction of the enemy before me in 2023, out of my way. Come on, decree a thing and it shall be established for you. Any destruction of the enemy, out of my way in 2023. I will fulfill my mission. Every destruction of the enemy before me, out of my way. In the name of Jesus, Mare Baba Baba, Shantari Boko Sotorobo. In Jesus' precious name, you're going to pray again. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every self-deceit, you know, you can think you are something and you are nothing. In his light, we see light. See every self-deceit of the enemy concerning me, out of my way. What are you waiting for? Out of my way. In the name of Jesus, I will see myself as I'm seen. In the name of Jesus, I will do what the Lord expects me to do. Pray that prayer. Every spiritual pride, every self-deceit, out of my way. What are you waiting for? Pray that prayer passionately. Every ladder the enemy had in my life is now out. I will be seen the way I'm seen. I will do what God expects me to do. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. Acts 13, I want to start reading from verse 46 to 47. Acts 13. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold. My God. And said it was necessary that the word should be spoken to you first. It was necessary. It's not what I feel. It's not what we feel. It's not the way we reasoned. It was of necessity. The same way he said necessity is laid upon me to preach the gospel. But since you rejected it, it wasn't my fault, it was your fault. Since you rejected it, judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. Behold, we turn to the Gentiles. Because from the beginning, the Lord has commanded us. What did he say? I have set you as a light to the Gentiles. Put your hand on your chest. Say, I'm a light to the Gentiles. Put your hand on your chest and say it again. Say, I'm a light to the Gentiles. Look at me. You have no business joining darkness. You will not please your Lord like that. Whoever entangles himself in the affairs of the civilians can never please he that enlisted him to be military. Never. You are a light to the Gentiles that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Whether village or cosmopolitan city, you should be a light. Whether on social media or in your career, or in your office, you should be a light in that place. Now I prophesy to you that as you leave this place, everyone under the sound of my voice, whether you're here physically or you are listening on the internet, I prophesy nothing will shut down your light. Any mistake you made in the past, the Lord wipes it out. The blood of Jesus wipes it out. A new slate is given to you and a new chalk to rewrite your life. Can I have a receiving amen? Tap your neighbor, say, I'm a light to the Gentiles. In Isaiah 42, verse 5 to 8, Isaiah 42, thus saith God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who has spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and the spirit of those who walk on it. Let me say something to you. The person threatening you, God gave him spirit. It's possible for him not to wake up tomorrow morning. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I wish I could exegete this. And I've hold your right hand, my God. And I will keep you. And I will give you as a covenant to the people. This year, I will preach about that. You will be a covenant to God's people. You are a covenant to God's people. There are cities we reside in. You are listening to me. You are a covenant to God's people there. And when I say God's people, I'm not saying those who are in church. He said people belong to this mountain. They are in the other mountain. As a light to the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Other nations. Those who don't believe in God. But what are you doing? You're joining them. You are sleeping among the dead as though you are dead. He said, arise, let Christ give you light. Put your hand on your chest again. Say, I'm a light to the Gentiles. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So it's scriptural to send people to go ahead and pray on the ground and find out what is happening. In verse 2, the Bible says the reason why he did that is that he said to them, harvest is truly great, but the workers are few. He doesn't say people that go to church are few. He says the people actually doing the work, they are few. Some of you are in church this morning because somebody over you forced you and told you, if you don't come, this will happen to you, or you will give account. That's why you are here, not because you are here. You remember the boy that was in a school bus, and the driver of the school bus says, hey, Jonah, sit down. After a while, Jonah said, mentioned the driver's name. He said, you know, I'm sitting down here physically, but in my mind, I'm standing up. Some of you are in Zambezi in your mind. You're not here. Or you are here, you're just thinking, thank God pastor keeps the time. By 7, I'm out of here. The real workers are few. The real people who are working for the advancement of the kingdom are few. You don't even need the brain of an astronaut to know. Just look at the title of ambience. If they say, let's pray, the place will be few. But if they say Jehovah Sharp Sharp, who stole my destiny? The place will be full. Because it's human to pass the buck. Huh? I should be doing well more than this. Somebody must have stolen my destiny. You like to hear that. I pray for you that you'll be part of the laborers. Amen. That amen is not correct, though. When the Lord is counting the saints and is imparting them and rewarding them, you'll not be found wanting. Yeah. The Bible says harvest is truly great, but the workers are few. I read George Banner, all his books. It's only 20% that do the 100% of the work. 80% of the people in any church, they are legend. That's why you see some people are tired. Some are just, you would touch the chair and say, they don't clean this place enough. Who are they? Does church pay them? They are people like you. Who chose to rather be a doorkeeper in God's house than to dwell in the tent of wickedness? Therefore, pray. The solution is prayer. Because what is happening to you is a demonic thing. It's not normal not to love God. It's not normal to love your work more than God. To love to go to party more than God. To love things more than God is not normal. Some people came here not too long ago. They fought at their dedication. So when they brought them to me, I found out that they rented the hall where they fought at 2.5 million. The whole offering of dedication, including them and everybody that came, was 25,000 naira. So probably they didn't give God anything, but they went to give the devil 2.5 million naira. No wonder they fought. Because God is not with them. You may think I'm sermonizing. Go and read the Bible. God said, the Israelites said, is it not you? Is it not you that didn't go to us with the battle? That made us to lose. There are some things that happen to other people. When they happen to you, you survive them. Because God is with you. And Joseph was a slave. He was everything in Egypt. But God was with him. Therefore, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your case will not end like those who don't believe like you. It will show that you pray. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest and send out laborers into the harvest, into his harvest. So the harvest belongs to him.
So every time you are laboring, whether you're a bus captain or you follow people up or you give people transport fare or you are helping someone to stand, just like people helped you to stand. Anytime you do that, it's not something you do out of pride. I know what to do not to be broke in life. You can't be in God's harvest field and he will not pay you. It is not possible. If you find out, tell me. The God has said, don't pay your workers tomorrow when you're supposed to pay them today. Why will he hold you? There are things that money can buy that God will give to you. I remember Crawford Dollar many years ago went to a filling station to buy fuel. And he took a certain car there. His name was at the back seat of the car. He said, hey, man, you must be wealthy. He said, well, the person I work for is wealthy. He said, who do you work for? He said, you like to know? He didn't want to tell him straight that he works for God. And he told him he works for somebody very wealthy. The reason why I didn't go to NMPC to receive salary last month was because I didn't work there. The reason why you can say, God, this, you can't cry to God is because you never worked. It was a selfish thing. Jesus said, I had the power to lay down, so I have the power to take it. You want to take something you didn't lay down. That's a problem. When you go to the bank and you want to withdraw, they look at your balance. Can you withdraw 2 million? You only have 50 naira. So the jazz you put in your mouth to come here, police will arrest you and ask you why you want to withdraw 2 million, why you have 59. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. This year, you will reign with Christ Jesus. Harvest is great, but the workers are few. The workers are few. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He didn't say that Greek word is wrong to say hardship. It means hardness. When they are doing the parade in the morning, soldiers, hey, shut! I don't know what they say. And a fly flies in front of you. What do you do? You can't do your hand like this. That's hardness. You chew it. My God. When that guy is doing parade and he looks at you, he's walking around to inspect and he looks at you, you are fat. He will tell you, fall out of the line. You can't carry weight. You're not standing well. He tells you, fall out. Two, you must endure. Sometimes you stand like that until the guy is true. And he's not walking, he's trolling, observing you. But you must stand like that. Soldier means be ready. Some of you are sleeping. Are sleeping. The devil has given you things to sleep about. In verse 4, the Bible says, no one entangles himself with the affairs of this life. That doesn't mean you can't do some things, you can work, you can be on social media. You just choose your battles. That it may please him that enlisted him as a soldier. Some of you don't want to please God. You want to please people. You can say some things. You can do, people will come after me. Hey, people. When will you say God? When will you say God? When will you contend for the faith that was given to you? In verse 5, the Bible says, if anyone competes in athletics, he doesn't receive the medal because crowned is an old way of saying medal. They used to give them crown in those days, but now we give them medals. Unless it competes according to the rules. Okay, I just want to join the workforce and come when I want. I want to be a volunteer. No, there are rules. There are rules. You don't do things the way you want. There are rules. You are the one they see here, and you want to be there. No. You compete according to rules. On your marks, ready, before the gun goes, you run. If you get to the 100 meters dash, they won't give you the medal because you didn't compete according to rules. On your marks, you stood.
Ready?
You stood.
Go!
Then you started running. You didn't compete according to rules. It's not what you want. It's not what you think. The first rule, you can check it on the internet. In Satanic Church, the first commandment is do what you want. In the kingdom of God, it's theocracy. It's what God wants. So you must compete according to the rules. It's not what you want. It's not the way you were raised. It's not what you're used to. That's why the Bible was written, so that everybody will comply to what the Bible says. In verse 6, the Bible says, a hardworking farmer, not just a farmer. I just do my thing and go. I do my bit. God knows I've tried my best. A hardworking farmer must, somebody must say must. Come on, you're not helping me to preach. You're not helping me to preach. I will tell you when you must first. My God, may I not be a pastor? God will be distributing things in this church. He will bypass me because I'm a pastor. Bypass my children or my wife because we are pastors. Never. Never. Let me say this to you. I never tell you to pray that don't pray. I never tell you to fast. Even when I was sick, I fasted 2 times. And I said, how can I tell people to fast and I will not fast? How? No, I won't do that. I won't tell you to give. And I will say, man, pastor, I've worked. Some people came to me to render accounts for their department. Those who sat in front of me, none of them contributed to their department. It's very easy when you're in charge. You say, no. People like us don't contribute. That's why you are where you are. Oh, I don't have money. Then don't be in charge of money. Don't be in charge. You don't contribute to God, but you can do your hair. You can do your credit. Come on, talk to me, somebody. You have no business sitting on my money when you don't contribute. May I not? A hardworking farmer must. So one of the ways I know, and I'm not saying people don't go through the process. Okay, I went to Bishop Oyedepo and I told him, this is happening in our church. This is happening in my life. I expected he would say, oh, glory to God. He said, now I know you are genuinely connected. You see, as face answer to face in water, what is in your heart, not in your mouth, not what you act in your heart. You know, there are unspoken words in the heart. The heart of man is deep. What's in your heart is what reflects out. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, bring it forth. What we see in your life is a bringing forth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay? So, when I see results in your life, I remember the scripture. I'm not thinking, oh, you are doing nice service. No. I think, wow. God that sees all things sees that you are genuinely connected. Because Gehazi, the staff, did not work in his hand. Because his heart was not right. Was he living with Elijah? Yes. Was he serving Elijah? Yes. But his heart was not right. So what worked in the hand of his master did not cascade to him. Talk to me. I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. The hardworking, not farmer. Hardworking farmer. When nobody sees you, you are praying. When nobody sees you, you are fasting. How will service be on Sunday? But as an usher, you'll go to drink ice cream. You even talk before the service. I don't know why I mentioned ushers. I just mentioned it by the Spirit of God. As a member. I was at that party. Hey, let's start the service. Father, we are. It doesn't work. Bible says when you come, bring a psalm, bring a hymn, bring a scripture. There's something burning your heart. My God. When you come, there's a way you deliver. There's a way you ignite your role. Everybody knows a Christian was on that role. But, you know, the worship leader has to stir you up. At the end of the service, you cast small fire. Small. You go home with that. You don't get to the gate when someone will pour water on that fire. You come again. How can you be useful to God? He said, unstable as waters, you can excel that way. You keep repeating the same class for how many years? And you'll be bragging. I've been a Christian for so. You will not have to tell me. I will know. if you've been a Christian. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your usefulness to the kingdom of God. The hardworking farmer must first be the partaker of the crop. I think I'm going to preach about this so that you understand what I'm saying. The grace beaming from this pulpit, you should be the first partaker. It's when a guest minister comes that some people think God is here. So what are you coming to do? You're just wasting your time. You have no business attending a church that you don't believe the grace of God is there. In verse 7, quickly, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all these things. Can somebody shout hallelujah? In Psalm 68, verse 11, I'm out of time. The Bible says, the Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it. The Lord gave the word to somebody. But those who proclaimed it, great was the company. I want you to read the KJV. KJV says, the Lord gave the word. Any church that does not have a mission is a shop. There must be a mission all of us wants to accomplish. But great was the company that published it, that proclaimed it. My God. You have found not only church program, you have found in somewhere just doing evangelism. There's a sister. I chose to be giving her money because somebody came and said, this sister, on her own, she goes to Wuse Market every day. How can you say you are jobless when there are many work to do in the body of Christ? How can you say I lost my job? Wake up in the morning and start doing evangelism. Start working for God. You see that God gives you a job, but I can guarantee you will never lack. If Mr. A doesn't meet your condition, Mr. B doesn't help you, God will raise somebody, a stranger, God will raise them. Somebody can just see you in the traffic and say, wow, what's your name? What's your number? Please, I will get back to you. God can raise anybody anywhere. I pray in the name of Jesus. Any ladder the enemy is using to stagnate you is ended today. Tap your neighbor, say, I will be part of the company that publishes it. Come on, find a new neighbor, say, I will be part of the company that proclaims it. You know, there are members that will meet you and say, you only too much in this church. Wisdom is profitable. Wisdom. What do you mean by that? Because you built a house? Show me the house. Show me the house. Will you go to heaven with that house? Because you travel or you bought a car. That's wisdom. Paul says the only wise God. The Bible says he that wins the soul is smart. He didn't say he that traveled. He didn't say he that give bribes to his boss so that they can give him extra coat. What are you saying? The money you're pursuing, you don't have it. What you call money is not money. You don't have to even have God to have that kind of money you have. People who don't have God have money more than you. Hallelujah. Am I against money? Emphatically, no. But I stood at the junction many years ago and I spoke with my friend for 1 hour and we concluded before I entered the cab. I said, Pastor, when we have money, it should be under our feet. That's why my son asked me, my first son. I showed him something. He said, how come you're humble like this? My son told me. I said, because of where I'm coming from. Because of where God lifted me from. If someone has money and is like this, be like a rugby player. Number one, I know he won't last. Because God resists the proud. If a demon resists you, we can bind the demon. If God resists you, can we bind God? And it gives more grace to the humble. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will give you cities to rule over.
What does the Lord expect from you? In Matthew 9, verse 38, I can continue this tomorrow. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest. The word Lord is curious. There's someone that dictates, go here, go here. You, go there, go there. He gave one 5, he gave one 2, he gave one 1. According to what they're able to handle. There's a Lord of harvest. See, thank God for strategies. We have strategies. Thank God for planning. There's a place for planning. It's ungodly not to plan if God plans. NIV version of Jeremiah 29:11 says, the plans I have for you, not only thoughts, the plans. So it's ungodly not to plan. But apart from planning, there's a Lord over harvest. That's why you see a pastor just, no matter how much he prays, no matter how much he fasts, he doesn't have more than 1,000 people. Because that's what he can handle. Maybe he'll be proud. Maybe God will lose his soul. I don't know. You will see that he's faithful, he's calling members. But God, who sees the intent of the heart, is what they will give him. Or he wants to have people under him. God watches the intent of the heart more than actions. He weighs things. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest. Who will he send? Members? No. Workers. To his harvest. The antidote is prayer. In Romans 15, verse 30, I want to read 30 and 32. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ, this Apostle Paul speaking, who went to the third heavens, that you strive together with me. My God. You strive together with me. Some of you are onlookers. Let's see what God will do next Sunday. Pastor is anointed. Did you see all those churches? While people that were not known in the church prayed for those things to happen. One service I was talking to pastors. People that are submitted to us outside this church. Some people were praying. I said, do you know those people pray 24 hours? They say, huh? In Koza, 24 hours. They just wake up in the morning and resume in church to pray. I said, those people, they pray. And we have shift of prayer in Koza. But you are into gossip. You are into several things. How can the words you are prophesying come to pass in your life? How can you be the first partaker? How? I'm not blackmailing you. I just want you to think about it. He says, strive together with me in prayers to God for me. I'm the one with microphone. So you get home, you and your spouse, Father, on Tuesday, Lord anoint pastor. Okay. This Apostle Paul that was caught up to the third heaven, he said, please pray to God for me. He said, I fought a beast in Ephesus. You are looking for a pastor that is perfect. You don't know that if you see one battle, pastor sees 100. For you. He says, strike the shepherd. He didn't say, strike the sheep. And the sheep will scatter. The reason why the pastor was attacked is for you to scatter. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus. After this service, you will understand what the kingdom stands for. That amen is not correct. I said that amen is not correct. I want to read through 32 so that you get whatever. He said that I may be delivered from those in Judea. So Apostle Paul had people that would not sleep. 40 people vowed they would not eat until they kill Apostle Paul. Until they killed him. That I'll be delivered. I don't know why they attack our church. Are we the only? Yeah, because we're not a normal church. If we were quiet, we don't see some things. The world will leave us alone. Can the devil attack his own? From those in Judea, all those who do not believe, that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints. There were saints who resisted. Apostle Paul. Those are your contents of prayer. Not that you have clothes to wear. Not that you have a car.
No. That the saints, that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints. They are saints who resist the agenda of God. Number three, I'm going to verse 32. That I may come to you with joy by the will of God. So something resisted. He says, Satan forbade me from coming to you. That I may be refreshed together with you. The word refresh, go and study when you get home. He had troubles on every side. But when he met people, you see, ordinary letter to someone that has, once a year, just, Pastor, just give Pastor this letter. You work out. Ordinary letter. He says, strive with me in prayer. You see, in America, you see couples who don't want to be in ministry, nothing. They just pray for their pastor. They give. They make sure that the work is easy. You make it hard. You make it hard. You have click that makes things hard. I pray that God will open your eyes. And I'm not talking only to those who are here. I'm talking on the internet. I pray that God will open your eyes. In Ephesians chapter 6, I'm out of time. Can I stretch this a little bit? Ephesians 6, 18. Let me read from 19 because of time. 19. And for me, that utterance may be given to me. My God. That pastor can preach. Some people prayed. Some people prayed. That utterance may be given to me. That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 20, everybody, let's read together. For I am an ambassador, but I'm in prison, in chains. That does not take away my anointing. Boldly, as I ought to speak, that I may speak, even in chains, boldly. Because people will say, if you are a physician, heal yourself. That I may speak boldly, that my letters, no wonder. We keep preaching from the letter someone wrote, private letters, and we can't exhaust it. I pray in the name of Jesus that as you pray for the seed of Abraham, you'll be blessed yourself. You'll be blessed yourself. We are out of time. I wanted to tell you the result of prayer. When people prayed, the Bible said the word of God grew. And prevailed. The series pastor is running now. What have you done with the last one? What have you done with the last one? The Bible says, love not the world. Whoever loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. To love the world is to be to declare enmity with God. Let's pray for souls. Let's pray that Satan will not attack. Father, hold this. You know, let me tell you something. Satan don't attack people that are valuable in the kingdom of God. The devil, God never told the devil, God never told Adam about the devil. Just every evening, just fellowship with me. Cool of the day. Fellowship with me. Stay with me. Let my agenda be your agenda. Let what I love be what you love. Let what I care about be what you care about. The devil will be obliterated. I pray for you that this will be your thought throughout the day. And God will be glorified in your life. Can you pray in tongues for 2 minutes? Pray the revelation to your spirit. Anything God has spoken to you, why don't you think about it and pray about it? Every time it's not every time you have a need. God has needs too. And if you love God, it's time to pay attention to his needs. Are you praying passionately? Are you praying passionately? Now, I want you to pray a prayer of consecration. Begin to make some statements. Lord, from today, I will do this. From today, what you're putting in my heart, I will do it. Go ahead. Don't hear the word in vain. Don't receive the grace in vain.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. I will continue tomorrow, but let me show you one scripture before I close. In Colossians 4, verse 12. Colossians 4, verse 12. Epaphras. He wasn't a deacon. He wasn't part of the apostle of the Lamb. That guy was just a pea to Apostle Paul. Who is one of you? My God. A bond servant of Christ. You know the Greek word for bond servant? Dolos. A slave that was released. He goes to the junction. He says, where am I going? My master has been good to me. He willingly came. He's been set free. He willingly came and submitted himself. A bond servant. They can tell you, jump into that gutter for Christ. You say, I'm a bond servant. You jump. I want to use your car. You'll not find that in this church, but just in case. You release your key. Who gave the key? Who gave the car in the first place? I'm a bond servant. Hey, please go and pick a guest willingly. You'll not tell your husband, hey, come and take me. I want to go to the market. You say, oh, God sent for you? Why not? I'll find my way. That's the way bond servants behave. Not that you become times three because somebody didn't take you out. Bond servants. Is that why God elevated your husband? Is why God elevated you? To be proud? I'm seeing things in this series. The idea is to make sure that the devil doesn't have a place, a leeway in your life. It's not only not committing adultery, fornicating, that is it. No. You have to be dependable in the kingdom. A bond servant of Christ, one of you, he has no title in the church. He greets you. Always laboring fervently for you in prayers. When I say, Epaphras, Rapa, Shatar, and I listen to the content of the prayer. What was the content? That you may stand perfect. Not that you should prosper, you should have a car, you should have a clothes to wear. No, that you should stand perfect and complete in the will of God. That was the content of the prayer. I shook my head. I said, this boy, if he's shepherding sheep, he can shepherd Israel. But there are people in the PC who don't have love for souls. They're in the pastoral care unit because they thought they would be pastors. They have no passion for souls. In verse 13, I want to close. Verse 13. For I bear witness that he has a great zeal for you, my God. There are some of you that all the rich people in church, you have their numbers. You only care about rich people. You don't care about poor people. Are you a bond servant? No. Anybody close to you are people you ought to put under. You don't love Christ. You love yourself. Who doesn't know how to, who can do that magic of putting meat in their mouth and say, it should disappear right now. 1, 2, 3. That's disappeared. Who can do that magic? All of us. Those that are in Laodicea and those in Aeropolis. Polis means 10 cities. This guy was not a pastor, but he was praying for them. How many of you pray for Manchester? You will see whether that church will grow. It doesn't grow like that. Some people pray. That's why when I'm at home, I release my name. I release the work God has given to me to the atmosphere for intercessors all over the world to pick it. Because I know some of you will not pray. You are waiting to see things happen. You're not part of those who make things happen. And I pray for you that God will depend on you. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' precious name.